It's two down and two to go with the Baltimore Ravens at the NovaCare Complex in South Philadelphia. Day two of the joint practices between the Eagles and the Ravens on this Thursday. I'm Dave Spadaro, along with Chris McPherson. It's Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. And again, Chris, crisp practice, good energy, and you wonder when this is going to kind of keep boiling over. Not into a fight. We do not think there's going to be any fight. Nothing. But there, it's definitely getting more physical.
A lot of tension. And I cannot wait for Saturday to come. Yeah. It can't come fast enough because you know that the tensions are building between these two ball clubs. Steve Smith just yapping at Eric Rowe left and right. Malcolm Jenkins getting into it left and right. So a lot of good storylines, some subplots developing for Saturday's game. But the Eagles are very composed. The Ravens also a very composed team as well. These coaches, Chip Kelly, John Harbaugh, they don't want to see the players fighting on the field. Obviously, it's a tense competition because there are jobs on the line, but you get to a certain point.
Yeah, and you know, it's just good football. It's really good to see the Eagles working against another team. And of course, the biggest of the storylines is the quarterback position. And it's Sam Bradford who will join us later on the show. He'll be in studio and we'll find out Bradford's condition both physically and mentally as he heads into what we think will be his first training camp action, preseason action of 2015. Before we do all of that, let's go out to the practice field, get our Eagles 360 update from Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. The Eagles and Ravens were back out here at the NovaCare Complex on Thursday as they prepare for Saturday night's showdown at Lincoln Financial Field. Now, two players on the Eagles roster who are hopefully making their debut on Saturday night are quarterback Sam Bradford and linebacker Kiko Alonso. Today, head coach Chip Kelly spoke about what he's seen from that pair in these last few practices.
I thought Sam did a real nice job yesterday, and we're excited where he's going and hope we can put another day together today. He'll continue to do more. As, you know, he was out for almost a week and a half, 2 weeks, so we're just easing him back in, but he looked good yesterday and there were no effects, so we'll continue to ease him back in more here.
One of the best matchups to watch here at these joint practices has been the Eagles' young secondary against a talented Ravens receivers group. Today, Kelly also spoke about what he's seen from his young defenders against the Ravens.
I saw him competing, you know, and that's what I think, trying to get those guys, because they are young, as much exposure as we can. When you have someone like Steve Smith, who I've got tremendous respect for, I mean, how many years he's been in the league and still playing at the level he's playing at, the toughness that he brings, how physical he is in terms of trying to get off of press and things like that. We were excited about that matchup, but you know, I was impressed with the young guys, you know, and Eric and Denzel, those the rookies that we have that we brought in here. I thought that did a nice job, and it's good that you get a chance to do that. You know, we'll get one-on-ones in again today, and some of those reps that I think are really valuable to those guys.
After sitting out the Eagles' first preseason game against Indianapolis, quarterback Sam Bradford appears to be ready to go for Saturday night. He spoke about just getting back into the groove of things as he makes his return to the playing field.
Yeah, you know, I think it's just getting out there and getting a feel for the speed of the game. You know, obviously, you know, it's been good practicing against the Ravens this week, the past 2 days. You know, I think the tempo has been picked up a little bit from, you know, what it was in our previous practices. But I think just getting out there, you know, getting a feel for the game speed, you know, not only their guys, but our guys. I feel like everyone moves a little faster. Things happen a little bit quicker. You know, just getting back into that mode.
Now, it hasn't been confirmed whether or not Bradford will indeed get the start on Saturday night. But if he does, that means that quarterback Mark Sanchez will be coming off the bench. Today, Sanchez spoke about being ready whenever he's called upon.
I mean, you don't really worry about it. Just be ready to come off the bench. And with Coach Kelly, you got to be ready to come off the bench shooting three-pointers. I mean, when I came in against Houston, the first play we had was a deep play-action pass. So don't think he's going to just ease you into the game. Maybe it happens like that. Maybe it doesn't. But you just got to be ready to go around here at the drop of a hat. So I'll be ready to go.
We also caught up with Eagles quarterback Tim Tebow today as he spoke about what he saw from himself in his first game against Indianapolis.
I learned so much, you know, first time with live bullets in this offense. And so you're learning a little bit about the tempo, about the speed, you know, how to communicate faster, all those things.
One injury note from today's practice, Marcus Smith left the field with an undisclosed injury. And while Smith was away from the field, that meant that Vinny Curry got some more reps at outside linebacker. And as Curry learns the ropes at a new position, he's relying on the veterans around him, like Connor Barwin and D'Amico Ryans.
Connor's been a big help. You know, just the whole team, D'Amico, definitely been a big help. You know, just understanding everything. And when the guys see me in there, you know, it's helping our communication, put it like that. It's helping everybody communication because now you have to yell it out loud to make sure that I fully understand what's going on, you know what I mean? So it's fun, man. It's, like, you guys see us flying around, you know, breaking up plays, or, you know, it's just that fun atmosphere.
And for continuing coverage of Eagles training camp, be sure to keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks, Alex. Now, the one big storyline that everyone is waiting for: how will Sam Bradford perform in his preseason debut? And, Dave, you get the quarterback himself here in studio.
Yeah, and it's been a really slow and sure and very persistent process for Sam Bradford, but he's ready to get back on the field in a game situation. And when we return to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, it's Sam Bradford in studio.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place the fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
One day, a rider made a decision.
I'm ready.
The decision to ride on and save money. He decided to save money by switching his motorcycle insurance to Geico. There's no shame in saving money. Ride on. Ride proud. Geico Motorcycle. Great rates for great rides.
Purchase a hot or iced coffee with your Perks Enrolled Dunkin' card and you're entered to win 2015 season tickets. Welcome into the studio, Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with Eagles quarterback Sam Bradford. And Sam, great to see you. I think I'm going to speak on behalf of every Eagles fan when I just ask, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm really good.
Yeah.
You know, we're a couple weeks into training camp right now. Body's feeling great. Really enjoyed, you know, my time here so far, getting to know this system, getting comfortable in it. I think it's been great so far.
How is the city of Philadelphia, the fans, the media, everything, how is it kind of as a football culture?
Man, I think everywhere you go, there's Eagles fans everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, you can just tell that there's a real passion for football in this city. You know, it seems like once training camp got started, it just, you know, went up like 10 notches. And it's really cool to be a part of that and just feel the energy.
Does it take time when you come from somewhere else to get used to that?
A little bit. You know, I would say there's definitely more energy, more excitement about the season here, you know, than maybe there was in St. Louis. You know, I would probably relate it more towards my time in Norman in college. You know, when I was playing football there, you know, Oklahoma football is kind of like the deal back mm-hmm. home, and it kind of reminds me of that here.
Sam, on Sunday, you're able to be on the sidelines. You watch the first preseason game. You get to see in a game situation how the offense functions. What did you take away from that?
It was exciting. It was fast. You know, I think it was one thing to practice in the system and to see the tempo and to see the no huddle, but it was a completely different tempo on game day. You know, just listening to Chip on the headset, you know, the plays coming quick. You know, we're trying to go as fast as possible. You know, I thought our guys did a great job on Sunday. You know, I think we actually snapped the ball quicker than we had in any practice. So just seeing that tempo really come to life was cool to see.
And then when I watch it, I can't help but know there's opportunities all the time. What is it about the way Chip designs the offense? Is the way he calls the plays? Is it the tempo that makes this thing work?
I think it's a mix of everything, you know, but I do think the tempo plays a big part in it. You know, if you break us down schematically, it's not overly complex compared to some of the other offenses out there. But when you play fast and you play with tempo, you know, you're constantly attacking the defense. You know, you're not allowing them to catch their breath. They're constantly having to communicate. And I think that's why sometimes, you know, see guys not being able to get their calls out, and that's why guys come open.
From your standpoint, learning the offense and and knowing it. I know it's a different offense, but you kind of just said it's not a particularly difficult offense to learn. Have you found it to be really something you've gotten in tune with very quickly?
Yeah. I mean, by no means did I mean that it's not difficult.
Okay.
You know, I think every offense has kind of its intricacies that make it go. And I think just for me, being out there, getting more reps, getting more comfortable, seeing different looks to each play, you know, it's really helped me. And I feel like I have gotten more comfortable in it.
Well, Saturday night, we hope that you're on the field for preseason game number two. Have you let it get into your mind what it might be like running out that first time and hearing the crowd?
It's going to be exciting. I know that. You know, I'm looking forward to it. You know, obviously, I was excited to play last Sunday and obviously didn't get the opportunity. But, you know, I think this Saturday is going to be a lot of fun.
What's the benefit that you've seen practicing a couple of days already with Baltimore?
You know, the speed. You know, I think it just picks up a little bit. You know, kind of takes the monotony out of training camp. You know, I think when you go against the same guys and see the same defense day in and day out, you know, by week three, you're ready to see something different. And I think it's just been a nice change of pace. We've got to see some different looks, make some different calls. I think, you know, it's been a lot of fun for us going against them.
What have you missed, Sam, not playing on game days?
Oh, God, just having to stand there. I mean, it's boring standing on the sideline. I mean, you know, you put all the time and the work in, and you just want to be able to go out there and help your guys. And, you know, it's a pretty helpless feeling just to have to sit on the sideline.
Do you feel like you love football more than ever, having only played 7 games the last couple of years?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think I've said that time and time again. You know, you don't really know how much you love something until it's taken away from you. And, you know, I think to put all the time and the work in and then not be able to go out and take part in, you know, what we view as the fun part, you know, it's hard. And so I think, you know, it has made me miss it more, and I really appreciate the opportunity to go out there and play now.
Sam, finally, you've had time to build chemistry, look at the options, the weapons, the players get to know guys on the field, off the field. Your sense of what this offense, you know, potentially can accomplish?
Man, I think the sky's the limit. You know, I think if you just look across the board at our offense, you know, I think we've got depth at every position, you know, especially the skill positions. You know, we were talking the other day, it's nice to be able to roll in a second group with fresh legs and not miss a beat. And I think that's where we're at. And I think with the tempo that we play at, I think being able to rotate guys in, having the depth to do that, you know, I think it's just going to be another reason why this offense, you know, can really be explosive this year.
Can't wait to see it with you running the show. Sam, thanks so much for joining us in the studio.
You.
Have a great time. Have great fun on Saturday night. Eagles and the Ravens, preseason game number 2, 7 o'clock Lincoln Financial Field on NBC 10. Tune in.
With Xfinity, stream your recordings anywhere or download them to your smartphone or tablet to watch when you're offline.
Oh, now it'd be nice.
Let's take it on the train.
Awesome.
Or on a plane.
This will work in a plane.
You can even watch on the moon.
Call or click today.
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
Have you ever dreamed of owning Eagles season tickets? Well, these two seats could be yours because Comcast SportsNet and the Eagles are giving away a pair of tickets for the entire Eagles 2015 season. Every week this summer brings you closer to the dream with a new chance to win these seats. It's easy to enter. Just answer this week's poll question. Enter now at philadelphiaeagles.com/CSNPhilly, and these could be yours.
With extra 20 checking from Santander, you can get paid $20 a month. Just direct deposit $1,500 or more and pay 2 bills a month with the online bill pay feature. Then you can get paid $20 a month. That's just the way it works. So what are you waiting for?
The Eagles will see the number one overall pick of the 2015 NFL Draft in Jameis Winston in Week 11 when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers come to Lincoln Financial Field. And to preview the matchup, we bring in Jenna Lane, the Bucs insider for SportsTalkFlorida.com, as well as a Sports Talk host for 1040 AM in Tampa, Florida. Jenna, first and foremost, how has Jameis progressed to this point?
Well, I mean, he's obviously learning a new offense like the rest of the team is. Dirk Cutter's the new offensive coordinator. They brought him in to replace Jeff Tedford, who we really didn't get to see much of last year because he had a heart issue. But, you know, it's not just a new offense for him. It's a new offense for the whole team. But overall, you know, he's continuing to progress. He's getting quicker and quicker as far as being able to get rid of the ball. He's making better decisions, and he's establishing some rapport with his receivers. And I'd say by all accounts, and also in talking to people as well, he's right on schedule.
Jenna, in the short time that you've been able to cover Jameis, has it ever come up with him how he's going to deal with the fact that he only lost one game in college and transitioning to the NFL, he's going to be losing a lot more? How he's going to be able to deal with that from a week-in, week-out basis?
Well, I think, and that's a good point. That's a good point. It's a good point that you bring up because he was used to winning at Florida State. But the one thing about him is that it's not – he's one of those people that is never going to be content with losing. And so I think it's important to have a guy like that. That's your signal caller. But I think that that's a great question because how is he going to handle that? This team isn't going to have an overnight overhaul, if you will. They're going to struggle initially. It is like that in the NFL. So that's going to be a big test for him. But I am curious to see that. Has he been specifically asked that? I don't recall an instance where he has been, but that's something I will have to ask him when camp starts.
Jenna, Jameis has two wonderful wide receivers, Vincent Jackson, longtime veteran, Pro Bowl receiver, Mike Evans, second year, you know, top 10 pick a year ago. So two great receivers on the outside. But is the offensive line going to be good enough to provide the protection that Jameis will need to be able to get the ball to those receivers?
Excellent question, because that offensive line was horrible, to put it bluntly. Anthony Collins, they signed him as this big free agent acquisition, and he did not pan out at all. I don't even think he's in the league right now. If so, I don't know where he is. That's how bad that was. And so they had to draft not one but two offensive linemen in the second round in the hopes that they can hopefully replace that. But they have possibly Donovan Smith starting. I mean, he's slated to start at that left tackle spot. Not easy for a rookie to do. They might even have Ali Marpet in there at all. So big question marks with the offensive line. Logan Mankins, too. He's getting up there in age. Evan Dietrich Smith had a poor year last year. You know, you still don't know who's going to start opposite Dietrich Smith. So a lot of question marks for the offensive line, and probably my biggest question mark actually going into camp.
Jenna, let's go to the defensive side of the football. That's Lovie Smith's bread and butter, and he has two outstanding talents, Gerald McCoy up front and Levante David at the second level at the linebacker position. Why do you think the defense struggled so much last season, and do you think they've done enough this offseason to try to turn things around?
Well, I think a lot of issues. First and foremost, you know, with a defensive line so used to doing things like stunts with Greg Schiano, and all of a sudden, yeah, it theoretically it should be easier for them to all just rush straight on. But I just think in terms of them learning to gel as a unit, also to the fact that they had so many injuries along the defensive line. Gerald McCoy was playing with a broken hand. Michael Johnson had a high ankle sprain throughout the season. You just had so many players that were injured. Adrian Claiborne went on IR. So just the combination of the injuries, learning to play together, you know, not having that dominant edge rusher, which they really need to have that defense tick. And then two, guys like Alteron Verner, you know, he was a highly touted free agent coming in. He missed all of camp with a hamstring injury. And so, you know, even though he was able to start the regular season, he wasn't quite going at full speed. And he was having to adjust to a new system, which a lot of these guys tell me they're really having to adjust to a new system. And the secondary, you could see that as well. I think safety play, a lot of shuffling around there. There's a reason why Mark Barron isn't here anymore, or Deshaun Goldson. So overall, just a huge learning process for everybody.
Jenna Lane is the Bucks insider for SportsTalkFlorida.com, and she's also a radio host for Sports Talk 1040 down there in Tampa, Florida. Jenna, thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
At Lincoln Financial, we believe you're the boss of your life, the chief life officer, in charge of providing for loved ones, growing your nest egg, and protecting what matters most. Ask your financial advisor how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future. Life, income, retirement, group benefits, and advice. Lincoln Financial, you're in charge.
Experience the power of physical therapy at NovaCare Rehabilitation. We know the importance of an active lifestyle. If you're currently injured, let us bring that active lifestyle back to you. NovaCare is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. And with more than 100 convenient locations throughout Philadelphia and South Jersey, go to NovaCare.com today and request an appointment online or call 800-770-6682. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
What makes a Temple owl? Meet Stella. She's wise, fierce, and she's not alone.
Temple University, where owls call home. We are the cherry in white. The city is our classroom, and we lead the rush hour, making our mark on every field around the world. A world without Temple, well, that's like the sky without the North Star. Temple, never stopping.
Love the Eagles? Play the new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Players must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. We welcome you back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. It's Dave and Chris. We have been focusing on the defensive backs throughout this spring and the summer. Nolan Carroll still holding down the fort opposite Byron Maxwell.
Yes, even though the Eagles used three draft picks at the position there, defensive back spot, still Nolan Carroll come off a very, very strong offseason. The best offseason that defensive coordinator Bill Davis has said that he's ever seen of any player in his time in the NFL. Carroll didn't get a lot of playing time last season on defense, was very frustrated by his role. Well, he's looking to make amends and earning a starting job here. Our Eagle in focus today is Nolan Carroll, and Alex Smith has the latest.
Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with the latest Eagle in focus as we take a look at specific players on the Eagles roster entering the 2015 season. Today we turn our attention to the Eagles' defense, specifically cornerback Nolan Carroll. Now, Carroll was signed by the Eagles in the 2014 offseason to a two-year contract, but he spent most of his first year in Philadelphia as the Eagles' dimebacker. Entering 2015, Carroll now has the chance to start outside for the Eagles at cornerback, opposite of the newly acquired Byron Maxwell. Whether or not Carroll actually wins that outside job is yet to be determined. He's certainly put in the work in the Eagles' weight room over the offseason, and he's impressed his coaches along the way.
I think Nolan really grew in his year in this program. We watched him when we first got here to where he is now. He's made some great strides. If you ask any guy, you know, any of these players who was you talk about our competitions in the weight room and all those other things, the guy who won them all was Nolan. I mean, he really kind of set the tone for the defensive back group, and I think his game really stepped up, and we're excited to see kind of where he can he take that next step.
Nolan has all the skill to set the start, and he did in Miami. And we're very happy with he had one of the best off seasons I've been around. He really has. From every competition, I think he won maybe every competition that we had in the off season, to his technique that he's diving into. Nolan has been a starter in the NFL, and we viewed him as a starter last year. Early on, we kept trying to rotate, and he had some hamstring and different issues that kind of as we went along, I didn't get him in there enough, and I probably should have. That's on me. But we've got all the confidence in Nolan to compete for that other starting corner spot. And he is competing for it also. It's not handed to him because Boyd's not here. It's one of those deals where we are in competition mode right now at all positions, and we're excited about Nolan, and he started a lot of ball games in the NFL at corner.
As defensive coordinator Bill Davis said, Carroll will not be given the starting job outside a cornerback. He'll have to earn it by winning a competition among names like Eric Rowe and Jalen Watkins. It should be noted that to this point, Carroll has been the Eagles' first-team cornerback, taking reps opposite of Byron Maxwell here in camp. For Eagle in Focus, I'm Alex Smith.
Good stuff, Alex. Thank you very much. That'll do it for Chris and I today. Make sure you're with us every step of the way. A lot of things happening at training camp. We've got you covered on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And when we return tomorrow, the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, our Gatorade one-on-one. He is fired up, of course, for the Ravens and the Eagles, 7 o'clock on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field and on NBC10. We thank you for joining us, everybody. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.